الرحمن الرحيم بسبع أشعار فوت على الشيخ عبد الحكيم بالله رحمة الله عليه. The title is اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دوستوں سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان, دوستوں سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان, ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوگے دنیا میں ہم. دوستوں سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان, ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوگے دنیا میں ہم. خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم. خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل, صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل, ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل, ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستوں, درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستوں, ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستوں, ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم. سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر, سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر, دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم. سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر, دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم. دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی, دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی, ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم. دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی, ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم. سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے, سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے, مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم. سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے, مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم. اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو, اختر بے نوا کی सदाए सुनो अपने मालिक को राजी करे खूब हम अख्तर बेनवा की सदाए सुनो अपने मालिक को राजी करे खूब हम।
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This beautiful poem of our Shaykh, which is a complete waaz, and while Hazrat was living, it was nasihat, advice. Now it is wasiyat. Wasiyat is when a person passes away and he leaves some advices. And generally, nature of people is they pay more attention to wasiyat than to nasihat. And this is the important thing. For example, when Hazrat Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, there was no taziyati jalsa, a big show, and crying crocodile tears that, oh, our Nabi has passed away. Neither when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, or any of the Khulafai Rashideen, or any of our Akabir. This is not our tariqah, not the tariqah of our elders, of our Buzurg's tariqah. Hazrat, our Shaykh himself, Rahmatullah Ali, when his Shaykh passed away, no taziyati jalsa or anything. But what is important is that we must they bring the teachings into our life. That we must make dua maghfirat, isali sawab, and follow the teachings. That is the most thing, the most greatest thing. And that will even now make Hadrat very happy in his qabr. He thoughts do go. And when the Hadrat will know somebody is practicing on my teaching, that will make him the most happiest. So that is most important. We shouldn't be opportunist and exploit situations. Like we find many beggars who even break their own children's hands. Now they exploit it and they use them to go and beg. Eh? For the passing away of such a great buzurg, any of our great buzurgs, and then we exploit the situation to give name and fame to ourselves. That we make a big taziyati jalsa, big show, and we will cry big crocodile tears. For example, I heard myself, Hadrat, saying to the managers of Radio Islam that if the authorities compel you that ladies must come on the radio and they must talk, then immediately close the radio station and make it a maktab. So that is now appreciation of Hazrat's teachings. Not a big hue and cry and big, we are missing Hazrat so much and all that. That cuts no grass whatsoever. But it is only 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000 people who are blessed with this understanding. Otherwise, generally, we make ourselves happy. We don't realize it, but it is massaging the nafs and it is entertainment. That, for example, somebody has passed away, our Shaykh, Ahmad Barakah, Rahmatullah Ali, anyone, and then make a big show out of it. And we, in the process, we didn't even read one time Qulhu Allah. If a person didn't do anything of this and he just read 3 times Qulhu Allah, that will make Hazrat's ruh much more happier. And you pass the sawab on to Hazrat. Hazrat has quoted himself in his kitab that when somebody makes isali sawab for the marhumin, they receive it and they get more, isali sawab, whatever it is more valuable than the whole world and what the world contains. And thus having a big taziyati jalsa and a big show and crying big crocodile tears and using big, big words and how sad we are and how we missing the person, etc., what sawab is in there? It is just like people who go demonstrating, etc. When they go and demonstrate, they know namazes they read also. They demonstrating like non-Muslims. Their clothing is like non-Muslims. Their slogans are non-Muslim clothing. and they get so tired, they come and they sleep away. No namazes in future also. And but they make themselves, they are happy. We did a great service for Deen. And we say, we told them as we had to tell them. We carried placards and what we written on the, we wrote on the placards. And what were slogans we were shouting. But by Allah, it cuts no ice whatsoever. And to get awards in this world, what is that going to help us? If a person is maqbool by Allah Ta'ala, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, if you have a Darul Uloom with 5,000 students, but it is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala, it is nothing. And if you got 5 students, but it is accepted by Allah, it is everything. So we have to keep our eyes on the acceptance by Allah Ta'ala, what our position is by Allah, and what we have been taught, one wazifa by our Shaykh, which is so important. Hum aise rahe, ya ke waise rahe. Waha dekhna hai, ke kaise rahe. How we lived in this world, the whole world praised us, or the whole world criticized us, that doesn't mean anything. What our result will be by Allah, that means everything. If there we are successful, it is everything. So our eyes should be there, not for Indus, for this worldly life and that, for name and fame. In fact, it comes so much in the hadith that if a person made wasiyat of Noha, that is, after I die, then you must praise me. People do this, and they were professional people, especially women folk. They were trained, and they were just like people who canvass for politicians. They also used to know to sing praises of a person who has died. And when the person dies, they come and say, sing those praises. He was like this, and he was like that, and he was like that. So if a person made the wasiyat like that, and he dies, then when the people now are praising him on the surface of the earth, the malaika are smiting him and hitting him. Were you like that? Were you like that? Were you like that? And they give him a good hiding there. So that is when a person has, if the people do it of their own accord, then the marhum won't suffer the consequences. But the thing is that we should take a lesson, and we should do that, which will make, if we really have love for somebody. And this happens in our dunya's affairs also. If you, for example, you shower your wife with so many presents and that, but you know, but she doesn't like all those things, the type of presents you are giving. If you really want to make her happy, give her those things which make her happy. It can be simple things, whatever, but what she gets happy in. If she wants to give the husband presents, it's not just that we give what we feel like. We should try and find out what will make the person happy. Like one time, Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Imam in Kirk Street, he made Qurbani on behalf of his Shaykh, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He wrote to Hadrat, I did this Qurbani on your behalf. Hadrat replied, I appreciate this very, very much. This reward and this present will remain with me forever and ever. Till Jannat, and in Jannat also it will remain forever. Had you sent me some material thing, something to eat, to drink, to wear, I should have used it for a little while. Also I should have got happy, but it should be the end of it. But this what you had sent, this is going to be forever. So we should see what makes the person happy. And Hadrat over and over said that when you get some news that somebody has changed his life practicing on Deen, and Hadrat became the cause of it, the source of it, that makes Hadrat the most happiest. So that is what we have to see. Not one whole day, 2 days, make a big noise about it, and after that nothing what Hazrat told us, we practice nothing upon that. So that is, and we know what Hazrat's teachings are, to imbibe in us the love of Allah Ta'ala, to bring sunnats, to guard our gazes, all these things, everything how Hazrat had taught it, that is what we should try and bring into our lives. And what we can do, everyone what is within his means, to make isal sawab for Hazrat, to keep on making dua and maghfirat. A human is a human, we don't know where a person is, to keep on making dua and maghfirat. And if there are no gunas, that dua and maghfirat converts into raising the stages of the person, and to make isal sawab all the time. So that is what is important. So yeah, what Hazrat has taught us here, jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, a person who hasn't got Allah's love in his heart. And that is so important, to have the love of Allah. It is amongst the first farais of a person, to have the love of Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, if we can see our lives, we have got so many love of so many material things which are permissible. Then we have got so many love of so many haram things also. How many people, they can't stay without their commentaries. And they justify it also in whichever way they want to. How many people can't stay away from open haram things. And they are just involved in it. So the real love that we have to acquire is the love of Allah Ta'ala. If a person hasn't got the love of Allah, ho ke insa nahi janwar se wo kam. He's just a human being in outward form. Maulana Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, in the bright summer months, the bright time of the day, 11-12 o'clock, went out with a lantern on the streets of Baghdad. Somebody asked Junaid, khairiyat, things are okay, the sun is shining so bright, you walking with a lantern, 11-12 o'clock in the day, and there where the sun is beating down so much. He said, I'm looking for a human being. He said, aren't all human beings? He said, all animals. I'm looking for a human being. So a human being is one. A dog gets a piece of bread from your door, doesn't go away. He remains loyal to that door. What is there what we haven't got from Allah Ta'ala? Billions, millions and billions of things which we can't ever imagine also. Allah is showering us with it all the time. A person cannot imagine what Allah Ta'ala is blessing a person with. Just you take one example, there are countless examples. A person is traveling by plane, for example. When one of the normal procedures which is there, you have to get a boarding pass. We don't take it as anything important, but just that boarding pass, if you have to think, the board for it to be made. First, there were trees planted, a particular type of trees. They had to be felled. Then they were made into boards, they were made into paper. Then from the paper, boards were made. And for that board to be cut up and according to size, everything, what machineries were not used? How many people didn't work? Then the printing on that board. For the printing, the ink, the whole ink factory, how many people work for that? And then it's not only the ink, it was put into tubes. But then the people who make those tubes, if they weren't tubes, though there was enough ink, but they couldn't pack it in the tubes, there would be a shortage in supply. Then not only the tubes, all the tubes have got something printed on it again. So all the printing machines and all those people who work. And then how many computers work there? How many people work in the dispatching, the receiving, dispatching? How many things we can't imagine. Then the transport. Then after that it was put into the ink in the computers, the cartridge, whichever form of ink it uses. And then to operate those computers. Continuous training and updating of those people. And then they have to print it out, the computers that are working. If the computers, there is a power failure, or the computer has shut down or something, anything like that, now they can't print. How many things? So how many things just for that one boarding pass? And for the aeroplane, how many checks are made? Or what we don't know about. We were traveling from one place to another. They announced where we have to land. There is a lot of fog there. So we cannot fly until the fog is not cleared. We sat in the plane for so long. Then they said the fog hasn't still lifted. And we can't fly. On route the weather condition. If there's a storm on the way, which is quite dangerous, that plane won't go through that storm. They will cancel that flight, whatever they will do. If there is political unrest there, or if at that airport the people are gone on strike, so there won't be baggage delivery, there won't be immigration, anything. So the plane won't take off. We can't imagine, and for the whole world systems to work, where can we ever imagine? So how can't we become total die-hards of Allah Ta'ala? And this is what is required. If a person just thinks like this, in your one body, not only your eyes or your hair, or just your hair is not growing is a problem. You got a problem with your teeth, you got a problem in your nose, how many things? And all this directly Allah is in charge and Allah is in control. So if a person doesn't appreciate, doesn't think also about it, ho ke insaan nahi, janwar se wo kam. Ulaika kal an'am bal hum adal. They are worse than animals if they don't appreciate this from Allah Ta'ala. And from here also we can understand what a level of ma'rifat our shaykh had. And with ma'rifat comes muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. And with that muhabbat comes nisbat and ta'alluq of Allah Ta'ala. So what a level Hazrat had all the time. Dosto sun lo tum kuch meri daastan. My friends, hear what I have got to say. Ek din phir nahi honge dunya mein hum. One day we won't be in the world again. Hazrat advised this all the time. And today that day has come that Hazrat is not here. But the important thing is more important than Hazrat himself also are the teachings of Hazrat. When Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, we can well imagine what qiyamah came on the hearts of the Sahaba. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Subbat alayya masal. That what musibat that if they had to fall on the day would become night. So much difficult. But what they also said, that what is important for us are the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what is important. So important that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when some people didn't want to pay zakat, mani'in zakat, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ayan qusuddin wa Abu Bakr hay, can there come one little deficiency in deen while Abu Bakr is alive? That should be our attitude. Not for 1-2 days or 1 hour, we make a big show and after that nothing. No, our life must be given for this. This is what is required from us, that a person gives his life. So this Hadrat is not there, but his teachings are there. And Alhamdulillah, Allah made lot of fazal. Perhaps all of Hadrat's teachings have been already reduced to writing. Allah give Mirsab great, great rewards. And if what is left, Mirsab is still carrying on with it. And what we have to do is to practice it, and then to propagate it to others, try and make others. That is the real appreciation. That is what is called the real ta'ziyat, and what Hazrat will also appreciate. Khaake tan mein nahi hai agar dard-e-dil. If in this body which is made up of sand and water, if there isn't the love of Allah Ta'ala, koi qeemat nahi khaake sirf hum. Then this body has got no value. It is only sand and water. And like for example, you buy in the previous days, you bought rice. And that rice, when you bought it, you knew there were stones also with it. There were pieces of grass also. But you looked after the rice and you paid for the pieces of stone the price of rice. Why? Because it was with the rice. And you looked after it. You looked after the stones also. Why? Because it was with the pieces of rice. But when they separated the stones and the grass pieces from the rice, now it had no value. That is what we are. When we got nisbat with deen, then we have got value. And if we haven't got nisbat with deen, and with such great tidings, it comes clearly in the hadith, if really we got that nisbat with Hazrat, true, genuine, and we're not doing just road shows and just a big show of things, but we have got genuine love, that is Hazrat's teachings. We try and bring them in our lives as much as we can. Try and propagate them as much as we can. Then we will be all, our value will be that of what Hazrat will be. On Qiyamah Day, Allah will raise us with those who are them. One beautiful poem of Hazrat, Ab mera naam bhi unke naam ke saath aayega. Now my name will also be registered with their name. We will be also raised with that. But la ilaha illallah, the last word is Allah. And the first word is Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah put his name on Allah's arsh, together with Allah's name. We can be also connected with Hazrat if we bring his teachings in our life. That is what is required from us, that those teachings as much as we can, we bring them into our lives. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi. In both the worlds I've got, as a person myself, I'm only sand and water. There is no value of mine. Ha, agar aap ki ho nigahe karam. But if you are kind to us, O Allah, and you give us tawfiq to do righteous deeds, and we get connected with your true servants, not only outwardly that we are with them, but by heart also. By action also we are with them. Then that is the karam of Allah Ta'ala. And by that we get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Sohbat-e-ehl-e-dil se mila dard-e-dil. And by the company of these great people, Allah Wala, we also got the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is what we have to get. By being in the company, Hazrat for so many years in our lives, how much contact we have with him. And still, his teachings are with us. He is with us. His teachings are with us. It is up to us to bring this into our lives. Varna paate kahan se ye daulat bhi hum. Otherwise, even we, where we should have got this treasure, Hazrat says, of the love of Allah Ta'ala. But it is from the sohbat of Ahlullah. And it is from practicing on their teachings, what they have taught and what they have told us. Like in the ayat, Hazrat Swami's main mission is to look after the gazers. And that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, say to the believing man, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that they must cast their gazes, some of their gazes down, the haram gazes. It doesn't mean all the time you have to look down, but when there is haram around, then look down. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, the result of that is the sequence of the Quran, وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ, this will lead to the protection of the private parts. And that will in turn read, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى, that is not تَزْكِيَ, أَزْكَى, the complete تَزْكِيَ, the greatest تَزْكِيَ is in there. You can try تَزْكِيَ in many other things also, but the greatest تَزْكِيَ is when you look after your eyes. That is, this is one place in the Quran Sharif where Allah has used the word أَزْكَى, the complete, the highest, the greatest تَزْكِيَ, which in turn means if you have the greatest tazkiyah, you have got the greatest taqwa. You have got the greatest taqwa, you are going to get the greatest jannat. Jannat al-firdaus. And if you analyze it, it boils down to looking after the eyes will give you jannat al-firdaus. Will give you the greatest pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the great mission, which was Hazrat's mission his whole life. That we should have. But on the other hand, we still got ladies working with us in our offices. We are propagating deen, we are doing deen's work, but we are doing it in a haram way. As if all the men are dead, now there are no more men left, now women have to be manning, women have to man our offices. And they have to sit there. There is absolutely no necessity for that whatsoever. And then we still say we are following Hazrat's teachings. Hazrat's teachings are so clear. There was Haji Yusuf Manvi, Rahman Marhum, of Peter Maritzburg. He was running a very big cash and carry, and he had a staff of 80. But when making contact with Hazrat, he removed every lady from his only male staff. This is what is called. And if we still got all ladies on our staff, etc., and especially as secretaries, and we know they are trained in such a way, when they come talk with you, they've got all the perfume on, how they are dressed and how they are dolled up, and they push their face right into your face when they speak. And if butter doesn't melt in front of fire, it's not butter. And if your fitna doesn't come, then what is there? The fitna has to come if you're not a man anymore. Then it's a different thing. Then you can say no fitna in there. But if you are a man, fitna has to come. If not to the end result, but at least to that your thoughts are now completely destroyed. You get evil thoughts all the time. And the more of all your ibadat, you can be tahajjud guzar, and you can be making dara tasbih zikr, and all those things, but that nur of yours will go away. It won't take you anywhere. And we are involved in all these things all the time. And we're crying for Hazrat. Hazrat was such a great man, etc. This cuts no ice with any person who has got little bit of intellect. And by Allah Ta'ala also, it won't cut any ice whatsoever. The thing is that loyalty. That is the first thing, that a person be loyal to the teachings of Hazrat. Dard-e-dil seekhna hai agar dosto, and if you want to learn this love of Allah Ta'ala, saath mere raho, phir sikhayenge hum. Hazrat is saying on behalf of all Ahlullah, let's stay with the Ahlullah, those who have got the love of Allah, and then you will also learn. Sahal ho gayi mujhe manzile. Hazrat said one poem, that now the road reaching to Allah has become easy, ke hawa ki rukh bhi badal gayi. that the direction of the wind also now has changed. In other words, when a person tries on his own to make his islah and go towards Allah Ta'ala, then the temptations of what come of dunya, of woman, of name and fame, continue greed of dunya, all these things, pride, these temptations come all the time. There are winds blowing against you. And for you as one person to fight them is almost impossible. But you just give your hand in the hand of some Allah Wala. Now the winds are blowing behind you now. Now they're not against you. Now they are pushing you towards Allah. Now the winds are behind you all the time. The plane that flies from here to Cape Town, they announce that on the way, the winds from the front are very strong. So it takes 20 minutes more to reach. When Cape Town is down, Johannesburg is on top, but the winds are against it. And coming back, you return in 20 minutes earlier, because the winds are behind you. To sahal ho gayi mujhe manzile, ke hawa ki rukh bhi badal gayi. Tera haath haath mein aa laga. When your hand came in my hand, and I made you my guide now. Like a person goes to any place which he doesn't know, and he has somebody who comes and fetch him at the airport, and if the person got contact with the airport people, he comes right inside also. And then it's just a formality to walk past the immigration and custom. They all know him. He just makes one, two jokes with them, and the next you see you are out already. And then you don't have to find directions, you don't have to look for a taxi, you don't have to look for a hotel, nothing. And you know, you are quite confident and in very safe hands. And he takes you directly, and in fact so much so, where you reach, your meal is ready for you already. And your bed is ready for you already. Everything is ready. So if you have a share, everything is ready for you. If you want to go your own way, everything you'll have to, you land in a place where you don't know the language also. You don't know the rules also. Now you are asking this person, he's not understanding. You're asking that person, he doesn't understand. You're having problems all the time. This is when you want to reach your destination on your own. Tera haath haath mein aa lage, to chiraagh raah ke bhi jal gaye. Then the lights of the road also lit up. In other words, now you are not only traveling on that road, you got lights on that road. When now you know how nice it is to travel. Not only that, there are beautiful flowers on the side. Not only that, there's streams of water flowing on the side. Eh? Now you enjoy the Bangladesh, the airport in Dhaka. When you come out the main road for quite a distance, beautiful flowers on the side, water flowing on the side, very beautiful scene. So like that, if you travel a road, how wonderful, isn't it? So if you have a guide, this is how easy it becomes. Sare ard sama aur shams o qamar dekh kar paage apne khaliq ko hum. When a person with this, a sheikh will open the eyes of your heart, and the things which you see every day that you are not seeing them, you are blind to them, he will make you see. Now with the company of your sheikh, when you see the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon, then when you see that, you will find Allah. Who made the sun? Which Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam also questioned, that the sun is my God. In other words, it is God. The moon, etc. Who made this? Who and in whose control it is? Now you'll notice all these things. Otherwise, every day sunrise and sunrise, sunset, but we don't notice it. When it rains, but we don't notice who is doing it. Who is controlling this rain? Even after coming so much and listening so much, still our mind seldom goes to it. How much is required? And that is what is called zikr. That a person remember, not only repeats and that lesson of his, but now he remembers also at every instant. He sees Allah Ta'ala everywhere. And then automatically it comes on his tongue, to zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu. When you see the sun rise, the sun set, the beautiful, your beautiful baby, and a lesson Allah teaches all of us. We ourselves went through the same process. When we were born, then our hands were closed, eyes were closed. After a few days or hours, slowly, slowly the hands opened, the eyes opened, then your legs started moving a bit. Slowly after a while you started crawling now. Then you got up, you hardly stood up and you fell down. And then you took one step and you fell down. And Allah shows us this all the time. Children are in front of us all the time. This is also a lesson how a salik will reach Allah. He will stand up, you will fall. He'll make mistakes. He will take two steps front and he'll fall back again. And he'll cry again. Just like a baby cries again. But again you'll stand. Again. If you carry on like that baby, who gives it that himmat? And it carries on all the time. Very soon it's walking comfortably. Then it is running. It is jumping also. Soon it's riding a bicycle. And what funny styles on the bicycle it's doing now. Like that, a salik should take lesson. Just keep himmat. And you will also become such a great salik. What achievements you will, what a big wali Allah will make. You just move on. This lesson from babies, Allah is teaching us this lesson all the time. If we follow it and we make himmat and we carry on. Khaja Aziz al-Hasan sahab, Majzoob rahmatullah alayhi, says that your nafs is your enemy and it's a fight all the time. Sometimes your nafs will put you down, sometimes you will put your nafs down. But remember, this fight is still more. Don't give up. Don't say that I'm too weak. You just carry on. And a person who carries on and does not even reach his destination, Allah in His mercy, if he was trying all the time, tawbah, istighfar, again mistakes, again tawbah, istighfar, again trying, asking for guidance, now what must I do? I'm failing all the time. You are trying, sincerely you are trying, and with the correct pattern, you are asking those who are the leaders, who are the ustads in this field, and you happen to die and you did not reach your destination. Allah's system is in His kindness, He will make you a kamil wali. Then He will take you from this dunya, though you are not at that place, but Allah will take you in that way. So this is Allah Ta'ala's system. So all these things here, they are here for us to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Dil ke milne ki hai, baat kuch aur hi. To get a heart is just something else. To fall in love is just something else. And you fall in love with somebody of dunya or something of dunya. Even just your sports or your fishing or your hunting. The person who is in love with his hunting, fishing, all the time it's on his mind. Wherever he is, he's busy fishing all the time. Or he's busy hunting. If you get the creator of love, love is so beautiful, so enjoyable. And a person who is in love, you can just see this person is in love. What his condition is, you can see from his face, from his action, that this person is in love. And a person who has fallen in love with the creator of love. Where love is the heart. And in that heart, Allah can put love, Allah can put hatred also. And who you love is also created by Allah Ta'ala. And that love itself is also created by Allah Ta'ala. If you get one drop of Allah's love, then what to say of that person? Dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi. To have this love, that is a heart. Heart is used as a sign of love also everywhere. Which not only a biological heart, but a heart that is filled with the love and the true love. And Allah's love is pure and is clean. There is no lust in that love. There is no matlab. No other ulterior motive in that love. If you get Allah's love, that is the great. And one of the greatest things, if you get Allah's love, be 100% sure that Allah loves you. That is why you got the love of Allah. This love of Allah doesn't start from our side. When Allah loves a person, then Allah Ta'ala puts that love in his heart. Now you love me. It doesn't mean, main aya nahi, laya gaya hoon. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hain. Main laakh samjha asrar-e-muhabbat, main nahi samjha, main samjhaya gaya hoon. It all comes from Allah Ta'ala. So when a person feels that love of Allah, no matter how much shukr he makes, is less. Because it is Allah loves him. Just as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that the sign of the love of Allah is that you love the dhikr of Allah. When you yourself, you see somebody else making dhikr, you just love it. And the sign of the dislike of Allah is the dislike of the zikr of Allah. If you feel it's a waste of time, there is no benefit in it, or anything like that, be sure Allah dislikes you also. And a sign of the love of Allah is the sign for death. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُ that mort, al-maut al-jasrun yusallu al-habib ila al-habib. How much we are afraid to die, and we just want this worldly life, we have to check our iman. And we have to check what love we have got for Allah Ta'ala. And today, unfortunately, because this area is not worked on, how many people, all their life savings at the end, are given over to the clinics, etc. You spend a week, you spend 2 weeks, a month in ICU, in coma, you're not living also. But your money is just going all the time. They are just taking your money from you. Had you had the love of Allah, you shouldn't want all this. You shouldn't mind dying. But today we don't want to die, even if we stay in a state of coma, where we are a burden to people really. But we want to be just kept alive. And people also, how many in most cases, just an outward show. In their heart, they also would like to be relieved. That if we take off the life supports, and the person now breathes his last, everything is over, but what will people say? For that we are spending, and no sawab in spending all that money also. Because you are not doing it without any sincerity. You are just doing it for people, to show people. And what is such a thing? Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell his opponents in the time of jihad, how you people love your wine and woman. I've got people who love death like that. And which death? Death of a shaheed. They want to give their lives. At the moment what baffles the world today and which has destroyed the whole alliance in Afghanistan is what they call suicide bombers, martyrdom operations. Where these people love their death, young boys, young girls to go and do martyrdom operations. They love death like that. Well, where are we? We are so far from that that we wonder, we just don't want to die. In fact, Allah challenges the Jews that if you love Allah, then ask for more. Because the Jews, they hate more. They just can't see it. So that is also a sign whether we have the love of Allah Ta'ala. Bil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi, saath rehte hai go ek muddat se hum. How many people are staying for so long with their mashayikh? But they are not benefiting. They are not getting that love of Allah Ta'ala. And this should really burn Hazrat. The first time Hazrat got his stroke, he explained later. He says, this was actually my mouth which Allah changed into a stroke. And I got my stroke that had come. And why it had come? Because how I'm feeling so, I'm burning in myself. That on who I'm making so much effort, they're not getting the love of Allah. It's just an outward show. So just the show is not going to help us. Genuinely a person, what Hadrat wants from us, what he gave his life for us, that is what we have to bring sincerely to give up guna. Not only when we come for majlis, for example, then we tell the wife also, make sure you got my long kurta ayn and there. And everything else must be in order. Khanka topi tonight also. And everything. But with the weekend, we are gone somewhere else. Or at another time we are doing some other things. And we are listening one side on the internet, some bayan also. Then we see some other terrible thing and we gone there again. And like that, how will we find Allah Ta'ala? We will find Allah when we become one-sided. A munafiq, a two-sided. La ilaha ula, wa la ilaha ula. It is the word that is used for that also is so terrible. A munafiq. All the time like a weathercock. This way the wind is blowing, we also going that way. Wind blows that way, we go that way. Now, this to become, this is what is the appreciation of Hazrat's teaching. And a real loyal murid of Hazrat will be that person who will try and bring this in his life, not only for himself, his family at least he'll make effort. His friends, whoever he can, he will try and bring it to them also. Sakhtiya shaykh ki hai fana ke liye. And when your shaykh gets upset and angry with you, it isn't just for nothing. It is so that you can come right. He wants you to come right. Those children, where the parents, they train their children, and where it's not necessary, they are a bit harsh also with the children. It is all so that the best can come out of my child. That teacher also, that shaykh also. And if you just leave him and let him get spoiled, that is not true love either. Mat samaj isko hargiz sitam. Don't think that this is enmity and hatred and that he's swearing you and he's criticizing you. He's doing it all for your benefit. Akhtar be nawa ki sada hai suno. Hadrat says that I'm a person in my humble way, but hear what I've got to say. Accept this advices of mine And now even more we should accept them. What are they? Apne malik ko razi kare khub hum. That we make Allah properly happy as best as we can. In every way we try and make Allah Ta'ala happy. That is what we must try and do. So this is really what Hazrat's teachings were. And what we must try and bring into our lives. If we are really loyal to our Hazrat and to our bay'at, for what we have become bay'at, not just for name and fame, then these are the things that we should bring into our lives. And this will make Hazrat very, very happy. One ma'amul we should make also, at least to read, which Hazrat also advised, read 3 times Qul Hu Allah. You also get the sawab and pass it on to Hazrat also, to all our marhumin. And for sometimes Hazrat taught us this also, that for Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam especially, we pass the sawab, we start from Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we pass it to the sahaba, to everyone else also. But sometimes exclusive for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like if we give up presents here, and we give everyone feels happy, I got a present. But if one was given exclusively a present, on some occasion, only that one, there is a present only for you. Today nobody else going to get present, only you, how happy you feel. And so send for Nabiya Kareem, send for our parents sometimes, send for the mother, father also, but sometimes only for mother, sometimes only for father, sometimes only for Hazrat also. Otherwise, other times, send for all, and Allah won't divide and give out. Allah will give everyone full share. Everyone will get a full share. Whatever we read and we pass on, everyone gets a full share of that. And it remains by us also. That is the great beauty of deen. And for dunya, a person has to work so hard and he gets practically nothing of dunya. And in fact, when he passes, in this dunya, he gets more the burden of dunya. The more dunya he gets, the more he has to look after it. The more he has to worry about the tax man. He doesn't know where to hide it now. He hide it here, hide it there. The more he has to worry about crooks now. That they also. The more he has to worry about his family, who get jealous also upon him. And for deen, what you do, nobody, no tax man, you don't have to worry. No crooks will, and dunya's thing, at the end, nothing of dunya comes with a person. This wallet, which was actually do a lot, with kathrata istemal, using it lot, and in order to show the evilness of it, people first knew that dunya's wealth was actually 2 kicks. Don't trust it, it is nothing. At the time of maut, it gives you 2 kicks and pushes you into the qadar. But then it became dawlat. And now dawlat became beloved to people, that he's a very rich man, etc. But actually, because today our priorities have gone upside down. Values have changed. Before, value was for qualities, for iman, for amal. Now today, values are for material things. According to a person's material position, what bank balance he's got, what titles he's got, what degrees he's got, the value is given. One Arab Jamaat gave a beautiful example. They said at first that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the most important was Iman. That was the most, and all our awliya, all the people of the past, Iman was the most important. Second, effort for Iman, to look after your Iman, to guard your Iman. Then ilm of deen. And then the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And last was dunya. When they had time, make some little effort for dunya, etc. Today we have changed the whole position opposite. That dunya is the most important. Value of one another is according to dunya. And we take out all the time for dunya. For education, university, this. A person is 50 years still studying for some degree. All the time, your dunya all the time. And then our relationship with one another also on the basis of dunya. Last is deen. That if you have, and this is you are dindar people. Those who got no deen in their life, that is out of the question. Now if you got time, you in the mood, you make your namaz. You go to a masjid to make it. If you're not in a mood, you don't make namaz also. Namaz is not so important. Other things are more, dunya is very important. For example, your child, Fajr time, you came for Fajr namaz, which is a practical thing with all of us. How many of our youngsters, 10, 12, 15, 16, 17 years of age, youngsters are in there for Fajr time? So if somebody has to tell you, Abu Abdullah, father of Abdullah, where is Abdullah? He's not here for Fajr. These children, they don't get up. They are on the computer, on the games. Or until late at night, etc. Spending the time on the games, etc. They don't get up. Then you know you can't be hard with them. You have to be very, very diplomatic. And you have to use a lot of diplomacy. So all agree also. So he said, please make dua. Allah give Abdullah Hidayat. He can get up. Now when the father goes home, half past seven he has to get up for school. And he's not getting up. Now he doesn't go to the school principal and say, make dua for my son. That he's not getting up for school and make dua, Allah give him tawfiq to get up. Now the belt will come out. Now all things you will use, he has to be up, he has to go to school. So we have changed the whole tartib. And if your hand is upside down like this, you can't make salam also. You can't drive also, you can't turn the key, you can't put the key in the keyhole, you can't turn it. All what is required, just put it right again. That iman comes the most important. And the effort for iman that we make, that our akhirat becomes most important. This is what is required from us. If we do that, then inshallah we'll be on our way towards Allah Ta'ala. But if we want to bluff ourselves and we just want to make an outward show, it's not going to cut any grass, it won't cut any ice, we're not going to get anywhere. This outward show also will also help. In akhirah, this will finally, after how long, what torments we'll have to go. But if a person wants immediate mercy of Allah from the time in this dunya, at the time of his mort, in his qabr, then this is the way that we bring, Allah gave us this deen. Bring it in completeness in our, ours is an effort. And it's in the hands of Allah. We can't give anyone else hidayat, we can't give ourselves hidayat also. But effort we can make, and that is what we are responsible for. If we make this effort, inshallah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will bless us with these qualities. So the real appreciation of Hazrat's teachings are to practice upon them. Not just to make a show that I loved Hazrat so much, I don't know, I can't sleep, I can't do anything. But you can still go on the TV and watch filth and dirt. You're still looking at other women. That you can do. But you say in Hazrat's Muhabbat, I can't now sleep also, I can't eat also, nothing is nice for me. But to look at filth and dirt, that you can do. What kind of Muhabbat is that? So let us not have this Muhabbat of the Munafiqs. That they make a show. Especially like the Shias. So much so. On the occasion of Muharram, they take knives and stab themselves also. Matam, what they call. That in the love of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that they do all that, but they don't follow any of his teachings. That's not called love. That outwardly you sing, you tell your wife, I love you so much, everything. She's ill, she's got a very bad flu. She says, just give me a tablet. She says, I'm sorry, I can't, that I can't do. That is not called love. Love is, you'll do everything even if you don't shed, you don't say a word of love also. But you do everything and you're really loyal. That is what is called true love. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Who wants to become the earth? Come forward. Come in. MashaAllah. What's your name? Dawood. MashaAllah. Acha. Can you name it better? No. Briefly, English hum jo na. In bayat is sunnat, not for us. What is for us is our islah, to correct our lives. And that is why a person becomes bayat. To try and work now gradually also. Rome wasn't built in a day, slowly, I prepare, be on that line, to make my islah consciously, even if we falter, but still be on that line, and inshallah, we will reach. If you are traveling and you get a puncture, but you're on the road, it takes you 1 hour to fix your puncture, but you're on your road, but if you got no puncture also, but you're on the wrong road, the more you are driving faster, the more further you're going from your destination. Be on the right road, even if we puncture. We make mistakes, we are human beings, we falter, but you're on the right road, still carry on. And when you punch it, don't stay there now all the time. Hey, don't start lighting your pride and now you're going to camp there all the time. Now work towards fixing up your puncture, and then when it gets ready, you travel again. This is the path towards Allah Ta'ala, and this is how it goes. So if we carry on like that, we will reach Allah. And as there is no doubt, if we were on that path and we did not reach and not came, it is one of Allah's special favors that He puts a person on his destination. That now you have reached already. But be on the path. But make effort all the time. And what is that effort? Very simple for these days. One is to maintain Islamic dressing all the time. From head to toe, morning to night, wherever we are. Even if we go for a holiday, but maintain, so we go for business, but maintain Islamic dressing. As much as we can. If we cannot allow by our bosses or something, and we are but in a tight position, then as soon as we can, come back, come into our Islamic dressing. Read Quran Sharif every day. Even if it's 3-4 pages a day, if we read 3-4 pages a day, we'll make one khatam in a year. And then make one khatam in Ramzan, minimum that is. And 100 times, La ilaha illallah. The first time, and more or less every 10 times, Muhammadur Rasulullah, wa durood sharif sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm taking out all the wrong things from my heart. And with illallah, I'm putting all the right things in my heart. That heart will become very clean and pure, and will become right very soon, not even long, not even 40 days, but if we do our zikr every day properly, that heart will come right. And if the heart is right, the whole body is right. Then we won't have to worry about the eyes and the tongue. That will come right once the heart is the king. It controls everything. And 100 times Allah. After the first Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu is wajib. And with this in mind that, oh Allah, I love you. I need you. You also love me. You come in my heart. If you're begging Allah 100 times, a beggar also, if he begs, you'll get, even if you don't want to give, but just to get him off your back, you'll give him something. Allah, how won't Allah give you, if you beg of Allah Ta'ala 100 times every day? And then, keep contact. That is very important. Any person who does his ma'amulat and informs his sheikh, and keeps contact, that person progresses. And these are the general guidelines. Then there are those who keep contact and ask whether they must do other wazifas, according to the individual capacity and needs, they are shown, and this person progresses. But a person who just stays there at the bottom, or designs his own pattern, he doesn't ask, he may decide himself, I'll do this now, I'll do this now. There isn't barakat in that. A person who asks, and from the sheikh he gave him directions, that many people who are bayat with somebody else, when they become bayat, they say, we are doing this, this, must we stop or must we carry on? When you ask that and your sheikh says carry on, now there is lot of barakat in it. The barakat of the first sheikh also, barakat of the second sheikh also. But those of us who don't ask and we just carry on, and we do our own things, add, subtract, what we feel like, then there isn't that barakat in it. So the person who does this, he progresses, there is no doubt. In a short while, he progresses tremendously. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Hadi. I'll read the khutbah in Arabic, then you repeat after me. Alhamdulillahi na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina man yahdihillahu falamudilla lah wa man yudlilhu falahadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from bid'at, innovations, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my wants and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, or to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila of the Chishtiya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the Qadiriya, and the silsila of the Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mawt, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my mawt on imani kami, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, and rahat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني، جمراه جايك ميدانه، تويتوه تويتوه تويتوه، او میری تن میں بچائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل، خیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جگر، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا رهي يا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا، یا رب مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے، بستر ہو سرشار رہو ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہو اب تو رہے مستعد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاجم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے
يوم الجمعة there will be a program in Homestead Park. Inshallah, there will be Hazrat will be there for the Juma Salah also, Juma program. And at 3:45, the Maulana Muhammad Saeed Rawat's house, there will be a ladies program. And after the Isha Salah, Inshallah, will be the normal majlis, monthly majlis. Isha Jamaat is 7:30. And then Inshallah, on Laylatul Ahad, this Saturday night, after Maghrib Salah, our monthly Ash'ar and Zikr majlis will take place here in after the Maghrib Salah. And on Yom Al-Ahad, on Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning, the monthly majlis will take place in the masjid also. Allah give us love.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العزيز الأكرم اللهم إن الحق حق حقه وثقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وثقنا اجتنابه. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، وجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا، لا سيما لشيخنا، ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.